All right, this is Shannon, and I have Lydian on the line, and we're going to start this call with a past life timeline regression to address the issues of being unworthy and undeserving. And we're going to lump this as you can be unworthy and undeserving or feel unworthy and undeserving of an assortment of things. But for this in particular, I think we're just going to go with the general feeling of being unworthy and deserving of love, of receiving compassion, and love, compassion, understanding, and support. Okay, so we're going to see if we can lump all four of these into this this session. All right, Lydian, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And slowly one more time and close your eyes. And inhale through your nose and slowly exhale. And what I want you to do is, I'm assuming that you're holding the phone with one hand, I want you to put that, your free hand over your eyes, like, oh my gosh, I just can't stand to look. And what that does is it activates all the acupressure points under your hand that are all around your eyes. And this is where a lot of energy meridians in your body come together. So the energy in your hand activates those meridians, so that's why we're having you put your hand over your eyes. If at any point it becomes uncomfortable, you can put your hand down, and then when you feel comfortable again, put your hand back up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And take another deep breath in through your nose, and exhale out through your mouth. And I want you to put your awareness on your heart, your actual physical heart. And I want you to see in your mind's eye, your heart muscle, in your chest, and it's pumping away, doing its thing, doing what it does. And just watch it there for a moment, pumping the blood in and out, in and out, in and out. Feel it beating. And take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And as you exhale, see yourself getting closer and closer and closer to your heart muscle. And you can start to see the little veins that feed the heart, its supply of blood and oxygen. And you can see the blood flowing and pumping in and out of the valves and into your arteries. And take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, you get closer and closer and closer. And you can see the strands of muscle tissue. And you can hear the blood pumping through your heart. And you can still see it beating and beating and beating. And another deep breath in. And as you exhale, get closer and closer and closer so you can see the actual cells that comprise your heart muscle. And I want you to see these cells. And I want you to see them all vibrating, because that's what cells do, they vibrate. And that vibration helps them in tune and brings them together with other cells that are of like matter. And all these little cells are vibrating, 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 vibrating. And that vibration is the essence of life, is what we refer to as God, Spirit, Source, Universe, Collective Consciousness. And just see that vibration and just be really present in that vibration. And just know that the answer to every question you will ever ask can be found in your heart, in the cells of your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And as we continue to go through this exercise, just feel your connection with your heart. And now, still with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine yourself standing on a line. And this line extends out before you and behind you. And the line that extends out before you is your future incarnation. And you can see this line as a color, a beam of light, a rope, a wall, like you're standing on a brick wall. It can be anything that you choose to see it as. And for future incarnations, you can see them as points on the line, or lines extending off of the line, or you can see like little scenes and scenarios. Okay, and I want you to turn around, and I want you to face the line that extends out behind you. This is your past incarnation. And again, it's whatever you see is appropriate for you, and there's no right or wrong in what you see or experience in this. And I want you to ask your higher self, because we are always connected with our higher self, and you can always ask your higher self for assistance. So I want you to ask out loud, say, higher self, higher self, please take me
to the lifetime,
when I first experienced
feeling a sense of unworthiness and undeserving.
Feeling a sense of unworthiness and undeserving. And watch now as your higher self takes you either directly to the lifetime or you travel across the line, the timeline. And let me know when you come to a stop.
Yeah, I feel like I stopped.
Okay. And now ask your higher self. Say, higher self.
Higher self. Is this the first time my spirit has experienced
feeling unworthy and undeserving?
Being unworthy and undeserving.
And you'll either get an answer or you'll start reading again.
No, it's staying.
It's staying. Okay. Describe to me what you see. Do you see anything?
It feels like old 13th century kind of England, Ireland, that kind of a feeling.
Okay. Can you see yourself? Or do you feel like you're in your body?
I feel more like I'm just seeing the surroundings around me.
Okay. Look down at your feet. Tell me, what do you see?
I see, it looks like men's shoes.
Okay.
Grubby men's shoes. Peasant shoes.
Okay. And lift your hands.
Same thing.
Okay. And now, because you're in your body, I want you to take a look around and see what is going on in your immediate vicinity. Are there people around? Are you by yourself?
Kind of feels like a peasant village kind of a thing.
Okay. Are there people moving around?
There's people moving around.
Okay. So there's not anybody that's directly interacting with you at the moment?
No.
Okay.
Just a cell.
Okay, that's fine. I want you to ask your higher self. Say, higher self.
Higher self.
Please
show me the moment
when I first experienced feeling unworthy and undeserving.
When I first experienced feeling unworthy and undeserving. It just feels like I was a child and that children weren't appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Or even expected to live, I guess, back in those times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And I want you to step out of that body so that you can turn around and look at that body. You can turn around and look at you in that lifetime. And tell me how this person looks to you.
Sad little person with almost like a cartoon figure for some reason.
Okay.
Little brown hair, big brown eyes.
Okay.
Not in a good place back in those times, I guess.
Okay. All right. Look at him and tell him, that you've been sent to help him.
Okay. I've been sent to help you.
And I would like for you to tell me.
And I would like for you to tell me.
If you feel like you are worthy and deserving of love, compassion, understanding, and support.
If you feel like you're worthy of love, compassion, understanding, and support. I don't feel that little person is capable of having those thoughts or feelings.
Look at you and tell me.
It feels as if life was so tough that there was no way to ever have that hope, I guess.
Okay. So he lacks hope.
Okay. Yeah, he lacks hope.
Okay. So we're going to add hope to on this. And look at him and ask him if he would like your assistance.
Okay, would you like my assistance? I don't think he quite knows what that means, but he's not opposed to it.
Not opposed. Okay, tell him you want to help him live a happier life.
I want to help you live a happier life.
And does he have a response?
Not so much. Without the hope, there doesn't seem to be a path to get there.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Okay. I want you to gently reach out in your mind's eye and put your hand on the back of his head. Like at the very, at the nape of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
His skull attaches to the neck. And we are going to use an ancient Arabic word for God's light, and that word is An-Nur, A-N-N-U-R. And we are going to say An-Nur 27 times. And as we say An-Nur, we're going to envision beautiful golden light coming down and shining upon this man and being absorbed into his body and shifting and changing his experience. And this light is going to affect him not just at a physical level, at a cellular level, but at an emotional level, and at an energetic level, and at a spiritual level. And this light is the light of God, and it will adjust, it's self-adjusting, it will adjust whatever is truly needed. And it is our intention to bring in the light of hope, love, compassion, understanding, and support for this man. And so as we say An-Nur, that is primary context of what this light is going to bring in. It'll bring in anything else he needs to be healed and to know that he's worthy and deserving of all of these things. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep count for you. You don't have to keep count, but say it.
Do I just say it over and over again?
Yep, we're just going to say it over and over again together, and I'll keep track of. Ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Ready.
An-Nur.
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 And exhale out. And look at this man now and tell me what you see.
It's funny, after saying that, it feels lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe capable of having a different perspective than the one that he's been stuck in. That was really cool.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Ask him how he feels. Ask him how he feels.
I think he feels lighter.
Ask him if he feels that he has hope of experiencing a better life.
Let me ask him out loud. Do you have hope of experiencing a better life? Yeah. Why not?
Ask him if he feels worthy of love and compassion and understanding and support.
Do you feel worthy of love and compassion and understanding and support? To some degree, maybe.
Okay. That's good.
It's a good opening, huh?
Yeah, it's a good place for him to start. And that'll shift everything because he's not opposed to it now.
Mm-mm.
He's open to the possibility that he's worthy of those things, and he has hope.
And that maybe he could find love in this life.
Exactly. And take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And ask him if he would mind traveling with you for just a moment to heal all of those who would come after him.
Oh, absolutely, he would.
Okay. So in your mind's eye, take his hand, and the two of you are going to travel back across your timeline to this point in time and place where you exist. And are you here already?
Yeah, we're here.
Some people are speedy, some people fly like Peter Pan. So in doing that, what has happened is he has assisted you in shifting the energy and the perspective of those who have come after him, those life experiences that you have had, in knowing that you have hope of experiencing being worthy and deserving of love, compassion, understanding, and support. And that when these things come to you, you don't turn them away.
Very powerful stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Let him know that he's free to return to his time and place.
You got drawn right back.
Awesome. Okay, take one more deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And Sayer and Rebecca, both of you go ahead and press *6. Rebecca.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, Sayer, what did you experience with that exercise?
Well, two things. I thought I was thinking England, too, and then she said England. I thought that was odd. I thought I was I looking at England, or was I just remembering a movie, Oliver?
No. Your experience is your experience, and it's not really a reference to exterior stuff. So no, that was for you, girl. So what did you get?
And then, I was also feeling fear, because it felt, I just felt unusual and scary.
Yeah, it's scary to accept something that you've been putting off for so long. Change is scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So did your person in your vision experience that change?
Oh, for me, Sayer, I felt like I was just watching. I didn't want to take a step forward. I felt resistant.
Okay. All right. So let's check out Rebecca. Rebecca, what do you mean?
Yeah, so I was with you in the beginning, and then when I sort of turned around to look at past lives, then Lydian started talking about what she was visualizing, and I got intimidated because I wasn't visualizing anything.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's more like I'll feel things. And
that's fine.
So then I kind of got distracted, and I have to admit, I just kind of stopped and was listening.
Okay, no, that's okay.
I didn't go through the whole process myself because typically I have a hard time actually visualizing anything.
Okay. What we can do then is we can do this again, because everybody gets information differently, and a lot of people can visualize, and you just have to remember that when you visualize something, for some people it's like they're there, and it feels very real, and for other people it's like they're watching it on a movie screen, and for other people it's even more subtle, like, you know, a transparency, like you would put on an overhead projector, kind of like that. So don't feel that because you're not visualizing that you're not getting it. If you feel rather than see, that's fine. Some people hear, some people smell, some people taste. It's just a matter of how you receive and process information. So, yeah, it's fine that you stopped and followed along, but we can do another one where we work with you so that you can feel your way through it and see how that feels to you. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Okay. And what do we have going on the line? I heard some beeping. Did somebody mute themselves?
Oh, sometimes if I think I'm breathing too hard, I just put my thing on silent.
Push button.
Yeah.
All right.
I had put myself on mute. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, I have to chop tomatoes while I'm doing this.
Well, honey, you go ahead and chop tomatoes. We're going to work with Rebecca on this again, and because she goes through it differently. So we're going to go through this one more time, and Rebecca is going to be the volunteer. And Thayer, you'll be my volunteer for the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Thayer and Lillian, go ahead and press star 6 and mute yourselves again. Okay, and Rebecca, you're still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do this again, and because we've kind of already been in that heart space, we're not going to spend a lot of time doing that because you'll more quickly and easily be able to reach that place. But we're going to start again by taking a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And close your eyes, and one more time, take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And put your free hand over your eyes. And again, the energy from your hand is going to activate all the acupressure points that are around your face right there under your hand, where a lot of your energy meridians come together. Take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And put your awareness, your mental awareness, on your physical heart beating. Beating, beating, beating. And take another deep breath in. And exhale out. And as you do, get closer and closer and closer. So you can see the strands of muscle, and you can see the little blood vessels in the heart, and you can see the blood pumping. And see all the stuff going on. Take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And as you do, you get closer and closer and closer and closer until you can see the energy of the cells just vibrating, 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 vibrating. And you can connect with your heart anytime for any reason, if for no other reason than to just be centered. Okay. And with your awareness here, we're going to set that image or sensation aside. And I want you to take one more deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And as we go through this, if I ask you to see something, that's fine. You don't have to see it, but feel it, hear it, sense it. Okay? Just sense it in whatever way that is most comfortable for you. And I want you to sense you're standing on a timeline with the line extending before you and behind you. And again, this timeline is extending before you as your future incarnations and extending behind you as your past incarnations. And I want you to bring your awareness to the timeline that is your past incarnations. And we're going to ask your higher self out loud. Say, higher self.
Higher self.
Please take me. To the lifetime when I first experienced. Feeling unworthy and undeserving of love, compassion, understanding, and support.
Of love, compassion, understanding,
and support. And let me know when you feel you have reached someplace else in time that you've experienced before. And ask your higher self, say, higher self,
higher self,
is this the first time,
is this the first time
I experience feeling unworthy and undeserving, of love, compassion, understanding, and support?
Of love, compassion, understanding, and support.
Then let me know what kind of a response you get. Is it a positive response, a negative response?
I feel like I'm going back
for this. Okay, that's fine. Let me know when you stop again.
Okay.
Okay, and ask your higher self again. Say, higher self.
Higher self.
Is this the first time?
Is this the first time?
I experience feeling unworthy and undeserving. Of feeling love, compassion, understanding, and support.
Of feeling love, compassion, understanding, and support.
Yes. Okay. Where do you feel you are? What are you sensing right now? Pretend you're in that lifetime, in that place with your eyes closed, and tell me what you feel. Would you want to open your eyes to see what's in this place, in this space?
I mean, I guess I just, what I'm visualizing, it just feels like it's just, as far as I can see, there's just nothing, it's all dirt.
Can you see yourself, or feel yourself, or sense yourself? Can you tell if you're male or female, if you're a child or an adult?
I think I'm a woman.
Okay. Okay. All right. In your consciousness, ask this woman if she would like some assistance in improving her experience. That's okay. Tell her you're here to help her and that you would like to see her experience a more enjoyable life.
Okay.
So in your mind's eye, I want you to put your hand at the back of her head, right at the nape of her neck.
Okay.
And also we're going to say Anur 27 times. And as we say Anur, you can visualize, sense, or feel God's light shining down upon her and just filling her up, filling her cells of her body, filling her emotional body, her energetic body, her spiritual body, filling up every aspect of her being. And know that this light is bringing in a sense of worthiness and deservedness of hope, love, compassion, understanding, and support. And this light knows exactly what it's supposed to do. We don't need to get too serious. But that's our intent, is to bring these things to this woman at this time. So take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And you're going to say on there 7 times. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And let me know how she looks and feels right now.
She feels a bit better.
She feels better?
Yes.
Yeah. Does she feel happier? Does she feel worthy and deserving of anything?
A little bit more.
Okay, hold on just a second. How does she feel now?
She feels a little better.
Ask her if she feels like her life is going to improve and that she deserves that improvement.
The feeling that she feels like she deserves it, but she doesn't know if it's going to improve.
Okay. All right. That she feels that she deserves it is enough.
Okay.
And again, like with Lydian, if she experiences these things, she won't repel them. And she won't pass that information on to her children, that belief that they aren't worthy because she wasn't worthy. So it comes down to, as long as she's willing to accept or that she believes that she deserves it, that's enough. Okay. Okay, take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And ask her if she would mind coming with you to help heal those who would come after her. Okay. Take her hand and travel back across your timeline to your present time and space. And as the two of you travel back over your timeline, there's a shift in consciousness and belief for all of your incarnations after that moment. And that they too will continue to feel worthy and deserving of hope and love and compassion and understanding and support, so that when they experience those things, they don't repel them. They're willing to accept those things in their lives. And because of that, their lives will be improved. Your spiritual experience will be improved.
Okay.
And go ahead and tell her that it is safe for her to return to her place. And take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And how do you feel?
That was really interesting, actually. It's really interesting.
Do you feel
back that way? Far ever.
Yeah. It's funny how far back you can go.
Yeah.
Prehistoric time. Cave dwellers, if they don't feel they're worth anything more, boy, you got a load to carry with you. Okay, so say you're in Lydia and you can do pound for star 6 and return to the call. And if there's anybody else on the line who has joined us, press star 6 and join us.
Well, that was cool.
Is it still just the three of us or four of us?
I think so.
Okay. So, Thayer, what did you experience this time?
A lot. I felt like I made a commitment to the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I went past the guy in England back to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was a male slave who was taken in war, and was, I felt like I was observing all these intelligent philosophers walking around the city saying intelligent things while I had to build things, and
mm-hmm.
while they so doing that exercise, I mean, he was saying I don't get to participate, and then doing exercise. At first, I felt like he was saying, well, I'm stuck here with my body, but my mind is my own, and I can let it roam.
Awesome.
And then taking him back, I kind of felt like taking him here and then taking him back, I kind of felt like he was waving and smiling, and his shoulders were back, and his head was up. I remember thinking, wait, what's your name? and he said, Ethos.
Uh-huh.
And
very cool.
Yeah, so my question is now, how do you maintain this wonderful thing?
Maintain it as in what?
I don't want to get stuck back in my rut again.
You don't.
Okay.
When you heal it at its inception, you don't have to worry about healing it again. When you deal with energy healing and a lot of, like, EFT, have you guys heard of EFT, Emotional
uh-huh.
Freedom Technique? Okay. So they say with EFT, I love EFT, by the way. It really is a wonderful tool to have and to use. I don't do it every day. I could and I should, but I don't. But with EFT, they say, oh, when you uncover one, then there's another, then there's another, then there's another. That's true in a sense, but with EFT, you're like starting with now and working your way slowly backwards, and sometimes the same issue keeps coming up and you have to keep working on it because you've only peeled off the most current layer. But with this process, you go back to the very first time and you heal it where it began, and you don't have to keep repeating the issue. That's what I love about this work, is you don't have to keep repeating the issue. And you also don't have to relive traumatic events that have happened in your current life, because most of those are repeats of what you've experienced in past lives. And when you do this regression-type work and the work that we're going to do in just a few minutes on dumping all our stuff we can't identify, you can do it from a perspective of being outside of the experience. So you don't have to go through the emotional trauma of re-experiencing that again. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, because a lot of people are really afraid to get therapy or help or whatever to deal with severe emotionally traumatic experiences, because they don't want to relive it again by having to tell the story.
Right.
And that's hard, and that's horrible, and you don't have to do it that way.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to do it that way. You can identify the issue. The issue is unworthy and deserving of love or of compassion or of, you know, whatever, money, financial stability, financial abundance, an abundant life, because that doesn't necessarily just mean money. You know, we can have a lot of money and not have an abundance of
any
quality friendships. You know, you cannot have an abundance. You can have millions of dollars in the bank and live like a little hermit miser living off the fig tree in your backyard.
Yeah.
You don't have to live like that, because it's not going to go away.
financial support is always abundant. It's not limited. It's not a limited supply. So, you know, what other issues could you get from this? I mean, you could, it's limitless. Whatever issue that comes up, you know, I'm not worthy of love because I was abused, well, you can deal with that at this level. And then when you clear that up, then you find yourself in areas where you notice people are willing to give you the love that you did not notice before because you were too busy pushing it away.
Yeah.
It's not that it wasn't there, it was just that you could not recognize it from your perspective. And
because
it allows you...
Because theoretically the stuff in the past keeps on repeating until you acknowledge it? Is that what it is?
Not necessarily until you acknowledge it, but a lot of times we'll experience some kind of trauma, for lack of a better word. We have an experience that is difficult. And what we may, at a subconscious level, take on from that is, I'm not worthy, or, you know, I deserved this, or... this is my lot in life and it's never going to be anything better, or whatever it happens to be. And we take that in, and it's not necessarily a lesson to be learned, but what we do is we carry around that energetic baggage. And we put it in our suitcase and we go, ooh, I'm not worthy of love. And we put that in our suitcase. And then we go down the road to the next lifetime and we go, ooh, I'm not worthy of an abundant life. And we put that in our suitcase, and we go to the next lifetime, and we go, oh, I'm not worthy of romantic love. And we put that in our suitcase, and we move along. And I'm not worthy of respect from my children or others. And we put that in our bag, and we move it along. So it's not that it's a lesson to learn, like a lesson to learn would be.
Hello?
Hello.
What happened?
I think we lost her.
Well, it's 1 minute to seven. Maybe this is a 1 hour thing.
Oh, you know, you're right. We went through an entire hour?
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. All right, you guys. That was pretty cool. Learned a lot.
Yeah. And what's her name is Shannon?
Shannon.
Shannon. Do you know what her last name is?
You know, I don't. I wonder if she has a website for the work that she does.
Because I thought I was just calling in to listen to
a call. Okay, sorry about that, guys. My phone dropped.
Still there? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
here.
The session was over.
No, my cell phone dropped. Sorry about that. So, you know, lessons to learn, as I was saying, would be something like learning to be compassionate. So in one lifetime experience, you might be on a discompassionate lifetime where you don't feel compassion for your fellow man or your, you know, siblings or, you know, people who have it harder than you, but then in another incarnation, you're on the receiving end of that, and you are the person who does not receive compassion from others. So taking along the little emotional baggage stuff is different from taking on a life lesson. And sometimes we experience things in those life lessons that kind of ding us. You know, it's like going down the road and, you know, your car gets hit by a rock.
Yeah.
And sometimes we pick that rock up and we put it in our suitcase and we carry it along. So that's what that's about. And in releasing this energy, what we're doing is releasing the baggage. And in releasing the baggage, our energy then becomes lighter. And then we can function more easily. And then we can communicate with non-physical more easily, and then we can be more receptive to the information we get from our guides, our angels, you know, Eric, whatever, more easily because our energy is not so dense from dragging around the bag of rocks. So that's the difference between a life lesson and just releasing this energy. So how's that sound to you guys? It makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, Shannon, do you have a website for the work that you do?
I do. It's EnergyWorks, W-O-R-K-S, for F-O-R, Life, L-I-F-E, .com.
Great, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Would you say it over again?
Sure. Energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y,
yeah.
Works, W-O-R-K-S, for F-O-R, Life, L-I-F-E, .com.
Okay, Energy Works for Life.
Oh, yeah. And I offer 30% off of everything from my channel and Eric's family.
Okay, great to know.
So if you guys want to do a session, fine. If you have other people you want to send my way, you are my family. They are not. But
well,
I do offer. Yeah, but I do offer discounts and stuff like that on in my newsletter. So if somebody wants to, I send out a newsletter once a month. So if somebody wants to get on my newsletter list, they can see what kind of special I'm offering for that month. And that's open to everybody on my list. So.
Okay,
but Joe and Eric group always gets 30% off. So
wonderful.
All right. So are you guys ready to work on unidentified junk?
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay. There are four people on this call other than me. I have Rebecca, Sayer, and Lydian. Who's our lurker? Come on, lurker. You can identify yourself.
Oh, you can see that there's someone else there?
I can't. Well, when I dialed back in, it said there's four people on the call. So.
Huh.
And then when I get my report online afterwards, it'll tell me how many people called in.
Huh.
Okay,
I guess
my little
we
lurker.
Have to do the work and let the lurker get whatever benefit it can.
Yep, that's fine, too. That's fine, too. I don't mind looky-loos, but it's nice to participate. No, I won't rat you out online. So, anyway, I'm going, because I got dumped from the call, I'm going to do the, I'm going to mute the call again, and then say or after you hear this call has been muted or whatever the little recording is, go ahead and push star 6 and then come back on the line. Are you ready?
Yes.
And let me mute it, and then dial in and hold on just a second. Okay, Sayer. Hang on, you guys. Let me do it one more time.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you ready to get started?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do in this next segment is we're going to release the energies that are holding us down, that make us feel weighted and heavy. Like, let me see. Feel weighted and heavy. I'm just trying to see if there's anything in particular we should pull up. Okay, and you know energies holding me down or holding me back from living my truth. How's that? How's that sound to you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And what we mean by living our truth is living a life we intended to come here to live. We intend to live our life in a way that serves our life's purpose, our work, our goals that we had intended to accomplish in this lifetime. But then we get here, and with the so-called spiritual amnesia and all the crap that we dig up in our lifetimes, we forget, and we have a hard time moving forward. And plus that bag of rocks we were talking about. That bag of rocks tends to hold us down, too. So what we're going to do is release any energies that are holding us back from living our truth and experiencing a joyful life. Joyful life. Experiencing a joyful life and living our truth. Okay. Is this going to clear all the energies that are interfering in your life? No. It's not. It's going to clear up a significant amount of garbage that you will notice a difference. And as you go about your daily life, one day in a month or a week or a year or two, you'll go, hey, wait a minute, I feel different. And you may not notice it for a while, and that's fine. But you'll definitely feel some difference, a different sensation after we get done with this. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And one more time in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And again, I'm going to ask you to put your free hand over your eyes, like, oh my gosh, I just can't stand to look. And put your awareness on your physical heart. And just notice it bump, 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 pumping in your chest. And take another deep breath into your nose. And exhale out as you get closer and closer and closer. And you see, the strands of muscle and the veins and the blood pumping. And you get closer and closer and closer until you can see the actual cellular structure of your heart. You see it. You see those little cells vibrating. And we're just going to stay connected to that energy while we do the following exercise. So one more deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. All right. And so I want you to imagine seeing in front of you a chair or like a little conference table with chairs on the opposite side. And I want you to call into that chair or across that table. I want you to say
any energies
in my being or experience.
In my being or experience.
That are interfering. Or holding me back.
From living my truth.
And experiencing a joyful life. Please present yourself before me. And describe to me what you see, sense, or feel. It could be a blob, it could be a person, it could be a rock, it could be whatever.
It seemed like I turned over, like someone picked up an office trash can and threw it on the chair, like crumpled
okay.
up paper.
All right, that's fine. So we're going to address this group of crumpled up papers as simply energy, okay? Because really that's all it is. And we are going to have a little conversation with these little balls of energy. And what I want you to say is, hey, all you little balls of energy.
Hey, all you little balls of energy.
Do you have any messages you wish to convey to me at this time?
Do you have any messages you wish to convey to me at this time?
And tell me what you get.
I just hear that we are barnacles.
We are barnacles, okay. All right. So, now I want you to address and say, all right, little barnacles.
All right, little barnacles.
I acknowledge your presence. And I understand that you felt you had a purpose. But your purpose no longer exists. So I am going to release you. So that you can find a purpose elsewhere. take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And we are going to say on your, just like we did in the last exercise, and we're going to bring in divine light from the feminine creative, and we are going to ask this light to fill these little barnacles up, to release them from your experience, your energy body, your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your cellular body, and send them to wherever it is they can best serve the universe. So we are going to say on your 17 times. Yeah, we're going to say it 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep track for you. And as we say it, you're going to see light shining upon all these little barnacles. And you can tell me what you see when we're done. So let's begin on your.
There was a light above me, shining onto the chair that blew them away.
Okay, so there's no more little barnacles left?
No.
Okay. So now you can ask your higher self. Say, higher self.
Higher self.
Is there anything else I need to release?
Is there anything else I need to release?
It's holding me back from living my truth.
That's holding me back from living my truth.
And experiencing a joyful life.
And experiencing a joyful life. I'm hearing no.
Okay. Awesome. Take one more deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth. And now tell me how you feel.
I feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a freedom.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's anything holding you back from doing whatever it is you choose to do?
I can feel some old fears creeping in, and I feel like, 90%.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Because all we did was address energies that are weighing you down and holding you back. And you can go back and listen to this recording again and
okay.
do the exercise again. And instead of saying, you know, energies, you can bring up fears and apprehensions.
Okay.
Higher self, please bring before me any fears and apprehensions that are holding me back from living my truth and experiencing a joyful life. And see those fears and apprehensions come up. And you can ask them to identify themselves. Or if you don't care, you can just ask them if they have any parting messages for you, because after this, they don't get a chance to talk to you.
Well, that would be nice.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
These things on the chair, don't they usually take the form of a person or a thing or a thought or a memory?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
It's just whatever happens to work for you in the moment. I had a call one time where a woman saw her mother in the chair across from her. I was like, oh, great. We cleared it up, and that was fine. So... Other people experience a blob, other people, it just depends on, you know, what comes up, and that's fine. It's not that is necessarily representative of something. In the case of the woman who saw her mother, the root of a lot of the problems that she was having in her experience came from her upbringing and what her mother had projected onto her, and so she really needed to clear that up before she could get anywhere else. So, you know, there are occasions when it will come up as a person, but it doesn't have to. And it could be a lot of little experiences where instead of picking up a boulder to carry along with you, you pick up little stickers, little barbs, little thistles, and they just stick, and they just stick, and they just stick, and they just stick. And it's not necessarily any really one thing that needs to be identified. And so that's why you get little barnacles or wads of paper or little blobs or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody else, go ahead and push star six, and let's see what you have to say. Lydia and Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
All right. What did you guys get?
I got a blob.
Okay.
A dark blob.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of turned into a balloon, and it floated away.
Sweet. And this was Lydian, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca, what did you get?
Yeah, I just kind of visualized they were just little specks that sort of came out, and then they were just sort of enveloped in light.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very cool. And is my lurker going to present themselves and share, or no? Nope, no lurker. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, is there anything else you wanted to address? Anything that came up for you in particular that really stuck out that, you know what, if I could just see this, it would be amazing? Okay. Well, good. We all had a good time. We all released a bunch of garbage.
I think it's a lot to absorb and a lot to think about.
Yeah, it is. That's why you can only do so much at one time. Yeah.
So I kind of want to go through that process and then hopefully do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, this call is recorded, and I will have Alyssa post it on the blog so you guys can download it from there. At least you should be able to download it from there or record it so that you can have it to work with as often as you like. And every time you do it, something different will come up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said with the last one, you can interject other things other than what we addressed today. If something comes up for you and you'd be like, you know, I'd like to release whatever it is that's blocking my experiencing a healthy love life, you know, you can put that in the chair.
Right.
I'd like to address whatever is causing me all this pain in my body. You can put that in the chair. So whatever it is that's bugging you, stick it in the chair and see what comes up and work on releasing that. And you can do that with a lot of different things. So not just living your truth and having a joyful life.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, girls, if there's nothing else, we're going to end this call.
Well, this was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very powerful. Again,
you're welcome.
Much.
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure, and I'm glad you guys showed up for the call, and we were able to do this on an intimate level so that everybody here got what they needed. So good. I'm very glad.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And I hope your cold gets better.
Oh, I'm definitely on the mend. Thank
okay,
you
bye,
very
everybody.
Much. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a good evening.
Night. Bye-bye.
Bye.